Stanislaus State Warriors softball on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. We have the Warriors hosting the Cal State Monterey Bay Otters. The Warriors come in at 16-18 overall record, 5-13 in conference play. On the other side for the Monterey Bay Otters, 25-16, 8-12 in conference play. Breaking down the CCAA, San Marcos still at the top, 20-4 in conference, 38-5 overall, followed by Cal State East Bay, 13-7 in conference, 31-9 overall. And as we go down the bracket, Monterey Bay, despite boasting that 25-16 overall record, are third from the bottom. Dominguez Hill splitting Monterey Bay and Stan State, who falls in very last in CCAA play. But right now, Warriors a chance to win out on the rest of the season and give themselves a bid into the CCAA tournament. We'll see what they can do today in hopes to make that happen. Yahya Himes inside the pitching circle, throwing to Marley Hogue behind the plate. And first at bat for the Monterey Bay Otters is Abriana Alba, the 5'8" junior out of Watsonville, played at Cabrillo College her time before going to the Division II level. Starting out with the 2-1 count. Yahya Himes, 8-4 win-loss record in her 17 appearances as she's able to knock out the first at bat and send her back to the dugout on a ground out right back to her. Which will now bring up Escalante, the senior outfielder out of SoCal. Played for the SoCal Knights. Monterey Bay took a win against Jessup University, two of them, in fact, an 8-0 win. And then a 9-3 victory to follow up in the same day. 10 days ago, their last loss was at Cal Poly Humboldt, 9-10 in a thriller that came down to the end back on April 3rd. 0-1 count for Escalante. We'll go 1-1 after Yahya Himes gets underneath the zone. Here's the 1-1. Himes goes under again. Ball two. As a team collectively, Monterey Bay averaging 317. The 2-1 pitch swung on, fouled off down the first baseline. Escalante will even the count at two apiece. Wings at it again, keep it 2-2. All-time series between these two teams, 48 wins for Monterey Bay, only 21 for Stan State. Yahya Himes goes just outside, full count now for Escalante. One down already in the top of the first. Himes will wind, get her to swing, pops this up into right center field, tracked down. The catch will be made by Moxie Barton. Two up, two down, bringing up now Martinez. 5'10" sophomore out of Aptos, also played at SoCal High School, alongside Escalante, who is just up second in the order. Martinez swings out the first, rips this one into right field as it lines there, and the catch will be made back at first, but not in time. Playing first today, Madison Rosebro, the sophomore from her hometown of Turlock, played for the Pittman Pride. So two up, two down, then Martinez is able to swing out the first pitch, get on base. Nani Areola swings at pitch one. 0-1 count. averaging 333. The 0-1 thought about it, lets it go underneath 1-1. Areola, contact this time, fouls that over the Monterey Bay dugout. One ball, two strikes, two outs, top of the first. Himes, winds, checks it over the second. Quick pitch back over. Roseboro makes the catch, tags the bag, and that ends the top of the first. One left on base, that was Martinez, and now we head over to the Warriors side. It's Stanislaus State Warrior Softball in Flo College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
For those at or over the age of 65, if you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Flo College is the home of Stanislaus State Athletics. Keep your subscription for more as we continue through the season. But if you can't watch, well, you can listen to Warrior Softball on Flo College or on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Rather, tune in for free and listen today. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. It's Monterey Bay Otters. They were the first up to bat. Brought up four different batters. Martinez got a single into right field, but Areola followed it up. A ground out to second. Four out number three, and that now brings up the Stanislaus State Warriors. Starting with Montes de Oca, followed by Babasa and Bridgman. Starting pitcher for Monterey Bay, Cadence Newlick. 8-7 win-loss record in 22 appearances. Has pitched five complete games with an ERA of 4.03. Newlick, right-handed pitcher, Montes de Oca, left-handed batter. First pitch will go just high. Montes de Oca, 97 at-bats, 25 hits, 19 runs, averaging 258. Let's this one go, sees the strike, 1-1. Fred Barker behind the plate today. Mark Cusick at first. Oscar Segura at third. Here's the 1-1 from Cadence Newlett. Goes bunt, pulls it back. Strike two. Ava Montes de Oca in a hole as the leadoff batter. Over the shoulder blades this time, even the count at 2-2. Montes de Oca, the freshman, somewhat local out of Ceres, played for the Bulldogs. Here's the 2-2. Newlick gets her to swing, checks this over to second, straight to the glove for out one. And now brings up Malia Babasa, the senior, averaging 314 through 102 at-bats. Babasa out of Escalon, played for the Cosumnes River Golden Eagles. Another left-handed batter for Newlick to face. Let's the first one go. A little inside, but called strike one. Tabasa, the 0-1, it's in the dirt. Tabasa, when batting against right-handed pitchers, averaging 352 through 88 at-bats. Tabasa, contact into left field. It'll ball fair. Tabasa rounding first, heading towards second, and she'll stop up there. Tabasa perfectly placing out of that ball out of the reach of the left fielder. Took the dive for it, trying to make the catch, just couldn't quite get there. So Tabasa is on with one out in the bottom of the first, and then that brings up one of the best batters on the Stanislaus Day lineup, Caitlin Bridgman. Bridgman with runners in scoring position, 51 at bat. She has 21 hits, averaging 412. Take strike one. Ulick with the 0-1. Bridgman contact into center field. Tabasa waiting up, now taking off, going three. He'll get one base, and Bridgman gets a single. With just one out, Tabasa didn't want to take off and risk another out. Holds up, denies the RBI, but even in better position to score as there's only one out in the bottom of the first. Three batters have gone up. Marley Hogue is next, the freshman, averaging 200 through 55 at-bats. Hogue taking a quick timeout. Bridgman on first, Tabasa on third, Hogue to the plate facing Ulick with just one out in the bottom of the first. Monterey Bay went through the first with one runner left on. Hogue showing bunt, pulls it back, thought about going. Bridgman now takes off, slides into second, and successfully gets there. Hogue rips at it this time, dribbles over to third and not going to get to first. So Bridgman and Tabasa stay put. Now two outs in the bottom of the first. That now brings up Addie Mettings, trying to bring in a run in the first, take that early lead, the freshman out of Elk Grove. Outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch, Ulick puts it in the dirt. Tabasa now taking off, trying to get home. She will. Warriors are on the board first with Tabasa taking home on the wild pitch. Tabasa in through home. Bridgman moves over to third, taking a little pressure off of Mettings. High and outside. Three balls, no strikes for Mettings. Kulik, 23 walks this season. And now make that 24 just outside as Mettings will take first. Five batters have gone up for Stanislaus State. One has been walked. Two hits. Ground out, a line out. And now it's Madison Rosebro's turn, the sophomore, with a runner in scoring position. Monterey Bay going to take a quick timeout, have the infield visit the mound alongside their head coach, Emily Montanez, in her second season. Rosebro, 56 at-bats, 11 hits, 3 runs. Just under 200 average on the season. Runners on first and third. Rosebro at the plate. Kulik will throw in strike one after the quick timeout. The 0-1 pitch. Rosebro avoids it. Has to scoot back 1-1. Rosebro sees it goes by again, strike two. The 1-2 pitch. Rosebro lets it go outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on, 22 at the plate. Rosebro swings, makes a little contact, keeps herself in the box. Rosebro takes a chance again, a little better contact, still fouls it off. Rosebro has that one dropped down just underneath the strike zone. A full count now, which puts a little more pressure on Kulik inside the pitching circle. He walked Mettings, the last batter, who now stands at first. A chance for the bases to be loaded with Nat Camarena on deck. The 3-2. Rosebro lets it go and walks back to back. That brings up the sophomore Nat Camarena out of Modesto, played at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Camarena averaging just over 300 this season, has 15 RBIs, and the base is loaded. Camarena, two opportunities when the bases are loaded. She has one hit going 500 in this situation. O-1 to start. Camarena unloads into right center field. That'll hit grass. Here comes Bridgman. She scores. Betting scores after Rosebro going all the way home as Camarena gets to second. Three come in off the bat of Nat Camarena, and the Warriors are up 4-0 in the first. Couldn't have asked for a better situation for the Stanislaus State Warriors, bringing up Nat Camarena with the bases loaded. Now averaging .666 when the bases are loaded. Now Camarena, the only one on base for the Warriors, but Stanislaus State leads 4-0 in the bottom of the first. Nearing the bottom of the order, will now bring up Maggie Pike, the freshman from Livermore. Strike one against Pike. Ulick trying to get out of this inning. One ball, one strike. Shows bunt. Pike puts it to the dirt. The throw over from Neulich will get there. 4-3. But the Warriors able to put up 4 runs in the bottom of the first. When Stanislaus State scores at least 4 runs in a game, they are 12-1. Something to look forward to for the Warriors. It's Stanislaus State Warrior Softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
To the top of the second we go at Warrior Softball Field in Turlock. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and the Warriors are up 4-0 after the first inning. Stanislaus State, when they score 4 runs in a game, they are 12-1. When they lead after the first inning, they are 6-2. There are 2 stats put together that look good for the Warriors in this first game of the doubleheader. We also have a doubleheader tomorrow right here at Warrior Softball Field, so make sure to join us through the weekend. Yaya Himes back in the pitching circle, allowing some contact on the first pitch, but it's popped up into the glove of the right fielder, Moxie Barton, making her second catch today and getting an early out in the top of the second. De Jesus up now for Monterey Bay. The junior out of Morgan Hill played for West Valley College, making her way up to the Division II ranks. De Jesus facing a 1-0 against Yaya Himes, who whines and nearly puts this in the dirt. A good stop by Marley Hogue. Rosebro at first, Babasa at second, Bridgman playing short, Montes de Oca at third. And Himes finds the bottom of the zone, 2-1. Left field, Maggie Pike. Center field, Addie Meddings. And then right field, Moxie Barton for the Warriors. Here's the 2-1 from Himes. Got it again, same spot, 2-2. De Jesus forced to swing at that one, fouls it over the dugout of the Otters. Here is another 2-2. Gets her to swing again, just foul. A little late to the ball, making sure that it's a pitch she wants to swing at. De Jesus averaging 291 through 103 at-bats. And just outside from Himes will make the count full. Himes wasting no time. The 3-2 rips right over second into the grass. Mettings will pick it up and throw it back in. That'll be a single for De Jesus. Give some options for the Otters. Anaya Lawson now for Monterey Bay, the junior, averaging 245. Lawson, a former Vanden Viking, as Yaya Himes throws the first pitch inside the zone for the 0-1 count. On deck is Calzada. Himes puts one in the dirt, Ho quick to get to her feet, keeping De Jesus at first. The 1-1, swung at, dribbles over between first and second, escapes to right field for Barton to make the throw back to Bridgman. That's not going to get there. Now two are on for the Monterey Bay Otters, with just one out in the top of the second. Calzada, the sophomore, averaging 349 and 63 at bat. She has 22 hits, 6 runs, and 16 RBIs. Calzada, originally from Long Beach, making her way up the Golden Coast into Monterey Bay. Take strike one on the first pitch. Runners on first and second. Calzada lets it go and catches the bottom outside corner. Calzada on the 0-2. Himes just goes outside trying to have her go fishing. Unable to do so this time. You get the batter in that early hole, you can try to get them to swing at something they don't want to because they know that one more will put them back in the dugout. Himes tries to do it again. This time gives her something a little higher. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Himes whines. Calzada got to it early. Calzada swings and misses the first strikeout of the day for Yaya Himes. Two outs in the top of the second. Two runners on for Monterey Bay at first and second. De Jesus is standing on second. Lawson at first and bottom of the order. Colby Strikula, left-handed batter, facing off against the right hand of Yahya Himes, who throws it right through the square. Strike one. Otters left one on base in the top of the first. Yahya Himes trying to get two more. Been three hits by the Otters. No runs to show for it. This one trickles over to Babasa, who will flick it into the glove of Madison Roseboro to end the top of the second. Monterey Bay still scoreless. Stanislaus State is up 4-0 at Warrior Softball Field in Turlock.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Flo College and Blue Chip Broadcasting, the home for Stanislaus State Warriors softball. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and the Stanislaus State Warriors up 4-0. In an early battle against the Monterey Bay Otters. Moxie Barton is the bottom of the order for Stanislaus State. She is leading off and as a leadoff batter, averaging 469. And this isn't one of those situations where she's only done it once or twice. She's had 32 opportunities, averaging 469, which means she's been on base 15 times through those 32 at-bats. And she's going to try to start it off again for the Warriors. Facing off against Cadence Dulick. Continuing inside the pitching circle. Her ERA is 4.03, 22 appearances, pitching 80 innings in total. Barton gets through the batter's box, and it's outside for ball one. Ball escapes the glove. Luckily for the Otters, no runners were on for the Warriors. Two-oh pitch from Newlick. Finally gets one inside. Barton refusing to swing. Will be 2-1. Newlick had two walks in the first, Meddings and Roseboro leading to Camarino's double that brought in three runs. A perfect bunt from Barton down the first baseline. She'll get there. Raising her average as the leadoff batter. Now we're back to the top with Montes de Oca. He had a line out to second to start the game for the Warriors. Babasa on deck. That was the fourth hit from the Warriors in the game. Montes de Oca shows bunt, drops it down the third baseline. She's unable to get to first, but successfully advances Barton over to second. Go down as a sack bunt for Montes de Oca. She'll go back to the dugout, but Babasa now coming up. She had a double into right field in her first at-bat and has Barton in scoring position. One out for the Warriors. Barton on second. Babasa at the plate, the left-handed batter. Once again, hitting a double in her first at bat. Hewlett goes just outside the bottom corner, ball one. Pavassa lets it go by, strike one. One ball, one strike. Pavassa swings, gets it off the end of the bat and into the outfield. Barton running around third, sliding through home, and another run for the Warriors. Make that five. Pavassa single with an RBI. One out. In the bottom of the second, Warriors up 5-0 over the Monterey Bay Otters. Still a lot of game to be played, and they have, of course, another one, the doubleheader, and we have a doubleheader tomorrow. Warriors trying to win out the rest of the season and give themselves a chance into the postseason, into the conference tournament. It all starts with this one, as the Otters are going to take a quick timeout and have conversation. It looks like it'll be a pitching change. So, well, they bring out Caitlin Lee, the sophomore pitcher out of San Ramon. We'll take a break with them. This is brought to you by Crivelli Insurance.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. By Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Pitching change for the Monterey Bay Otters. It's Caitlin Lay, the 5'2" sophomore right-handed pitcher out of San Ramon. Her first batter face will be Caitlin Bridgman. This could either bring your pitcher a lot of confidence or it can put them kind of in a hole. Caitlin Bridgman is not the first batter that you want to face, but if you can get her off the plate and back in the dugout, it can bring some high spirits to you and your team moving forward. First one finds the zone, 0-1. Pavassa stands on first, one out in the inning. Five runs for the Warriors, Monterey Bay still scoreless. The 0-1 pitch over the shoulder blades, Bridgman trying to duck out of the way. The 1-1, high again, ball two. Bridgman, her first at-bat, a single to center field. She was later brought in by Nat Camarinas. double into right field. That was her 27th run of the season. Here's her 2-1 pitch. Finally swinging at this. Gets underneath. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Babasa readies herself at first as Bridgman will see another one go too high. That's a full count for Caitlin Bridgman. Lay looking back at the dugout, making sure she has the right call. Doesn't want to give anything to Bridgman, where she's comfortable. Bridgman forced to swing at it, fouled off again. The 3-2 from Lay. Bridgman will swing at it, knock it into deep left field, tracking towards the fence. This is gone! Caitlin Bridgman goes the distance. 200 feet over the fence, bringing not only herself through home plate, but also Malia Babasa. My goodness, Caitlin Bridgman making perfect contact. The Warriors are up 7-0. Another look at Caitlin Bridgman. Perfect angle to view this homer. Full count, just needing to put the ball in fair play, and does even more. Inning started with Barton bunting, getting on first, a sack bunt from Montes de Oca. Babasa getting the single into center field with the RBI, a pitching change to bring in Lay, and then Bridgman able to knock it over 200 feet, giving the Warriors 7 runs in total. We're not even through 2 innings of play. Now following her up, Marley Hoag, ground out to third in her first at-bat, her second time, but also a new pitcher. She has a 1-1 count. Little change up. Hoag doesn't go after it. Lay earns strike 2. Bridgman, her first home run of the season. Best batting average. First time getting that over the fence. 1-2 from Lay. Hoag lets it go outside. Ball 2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, no one on. Hoag making contact, popping this one up to the dirt grass line, and that catch will easily be made by the right fielder, Ellie Escalante. Addie Mettings back to the plate, was walked her last time. That was the first walk in the game for their starting pitcher, Cadence Dulick. walked back to back with the Rosebro following her up. Now with two outs, Mettings. Sees the first, ball one. Lay gets one in. One ball, one strike. Lay taking her time. Sets herself on the rubber. Mettings will swing at it. Knocks the silver into the glove of the second baseman, who easily makes the flick over to end the inning, but not before Caitlin Bridgman able to put it over the fence and give the Warriors a 7-0 lead, 3-2.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru. Adventure starts here.
Stanislaus State Warrior Softball and Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Unfortunately, only going to bring you the first of two games on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. So if you're listening there, you can get a subscription to Flow College and watch along for game two and the doubleheader tomorrow. If you do tune in to Blue Chip Broadcasting, then you will hear Brian Nelson and the Stanislaus State Warrior baseball team also playing at home this weekend. Through two innings, the Stanislaus State Warriors are up 7 runs to the Monterey Bay Otters, nothing. First inning, 4 runs. Second inning, 3. A home run from Caitlin Bridgman, bringing in not only herself, but Malia Babasa, who is on first. And an error at shortstop. Bridgman unable to get that ball in her glove and make the throw in time and not even going to attempt it. So after one batter, Monterey Bay has one on first. That is Alba, who is the top of the lineup. Only error in the game so far, and it belongs to Caitlin Bridgman. First pitch to Escalante, swung on, made contact, but the throw is over to Rosebro in time for out one. Alba now stands on second after the advancement. One out, runner on second. It's Martinez, who had a single into right field in her first at-bat. Third in the lineup for the Otters. Averaging just under 300 this season through 137 at-bats. Yaya Himes' first two pitches to her are outside. Two balls, no strikes. Just underneath, three straight from Himes. Yaya Himes, her first walk today. Martinez will get over to first. Alba remains on second, so two on with one out in the top of the third. Ariola lets it go. Himes favoring the bottom side of the strike zone, just unable to connect. That was four straight balls from Himes, which is a very rare sight. About as rare as a Long John Silver's. Himes finally finds it. One ball, one strike, one out. The 1-1, Ariola fouls this off. The 1-2. Pops it up,